4 Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today and this week, Swiss Up, we're going to talk about a little-known Swiss minority, the Yenish. So who are they and where do they live?
Well, the Yenish are a people that live in different countries, in several countries in Central Europe, mostly in Western Germany and the Alsace region of France, in Austria, and in Eastern Switzerland. They are a nomadic population, not unlike the Roma or the Sinti, who are also present in Europe. But while Sinti and Roma have their origins in India and Persia, the Yenish have theirs in Central Europe, which is why they are less distinguishable, even though they are the most populous nomadic people within Switzerland.
Okay, so the Yenish, what language do they speak?
They originally speak Yenish. Also, the language is called Yenish, as is the people, which is an idiom derived from Yiddish. So it's a Germanic language. But they also speak the official national languages as well. In Switzerland, that's mostly Swiss German because they are more prevalent in the German-speaking part of the country.
Okay, so you say they're a nomadic group of people, but what actually is their status in Switzerland?
The Yenish, unlike, for example, the Roma, are recognized are a recognized national minority, and they got Swiss citizenship. They were actually given full Swiss citizenship back in 1851, 3 years after the modern Swiss federal state was founded. So they are, you could say, normal Swiss citizens.
Normal Swiss citizens. Okay, but despite that, they still struggle with acceptance. They still get treated like a second-class citizen in some ways.
Yes, and for a very long time, they were marginalized from 1926 to 1972. For example, they were even forced by the authorities to abandon their nomadic lifestyle and settle down. This harassment, you could say, by the authorities has ended, though, but it was only in 1995, by ratifying the Council of Europe's Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities, that Switzerland recognized the Swiss Yenish, and Sinti as national minorities, regardless of whether they lived as nomadic or settled populations.
Okay, now being recognized is important, of course, and so therefore they do get support from the federal government.
Exactly. In 2012, the so-called Cultural Promotion Act came into force and formed a legal basis in Switzerland that allows the federal government to support the concerns of Yenish and Sinti more actively. Since then, the Federal Office of Culture is charged with improving the living conditions of those minorities, and it financially supports projects to preserve the Yenish language and culture, such as, for example, through a museum dedicated to the nomadic people of Switzerland that is in Vevey.
Okay, now people might be thinking, I haven't heard of the Yenish. I mean, how big is the Yenish population now?
Well, there are about 30,000 Yenish people in the country, maybe a little more. The numbers aren't that precise there, but 90% of them have settled down, so no longer live a nomadic lifestyle. Only about 2,000 to 3,000 Yenish still live their traditional lifestyle and move around the country in camper vans. In the winter months, they usually live on camping grounds, so those who are still living the nomadic lifestyle. In winter, they also sort of settle down in their camper vans, and from spring to fall, they are on the road with their caravans, visiting their clients they do handiwork for. But as you said, yes, many probably wonder why they haven't heard of them or seen any of them. But yes, this really comes down to their origins, which are in Central Europe. And therefore, yes, they really look very much like the rest of the majority of the population, I would say.
But
and
most
so therefore, they're completely invisible in a group of just random Swiss population.
because they've settled down, they've got homes and jobs and stuff like that. So yeah, so
it's only the ones that and even those who travel around, you wouldn't be able to distinguish them from any holiday campers in Switzerland.
We said they'll be camping in a campground in the middle of winter. That might be a bit of
a little giveaway.
Yes. All right. Okay, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.